And listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Come on, church. Church, we need a miracle.
And may the Lord bless and keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, my friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you right now that with your backs against the wall, you right now that have that court case pending, you, my friends, that have that sickness in your body, you right now, my friends, that are dealing with enemies, natural or unnatural. Some right now would love to know how to dress around their home to receive peace in that home, for all types of things are going on. Some right now have situations that they never dreamed that they would have to deal with in their entire life. Some right now, my friends, have trouble with enemies throwing that stone, putting that stumbling block just where you plan to walk. And you yourself are praying daily on turning these problems around. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, you with that problem with your diabetes, you, my friends, that have headaches all the time, that heart condition, my friends, some right now have swelling in that body like they'd never had before. As I've told many and many and many and many a moon all through these broadcasts, all through the years, there used to be someone on the farm back in the days that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back into that home and clean it, put it in that water, boil it, steep it for half the day. Many of you know when you go towards grandma's pot, you end up with a sore on the back of your hand because she'll hit you with that spoon. You touch that pot, boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain in their body, being able to move around and finish the next day, thanking God that they're here today. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been turning your situation around or turning around up and down the highway trying to turn things around, I'm asking you not to give up, friends. I'm asking you to pray it away. I'm asking you to pray over every situation that you're facing, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Oh, my God, I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. Yes, you that are going through those court cases, I'll send you that guardian angel to keep with you. Oh, my God. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Some say, Rev, I got Hanks in my home. What can I do? Write that telephone number down, my friends. When you call, my friends, I'll be here with you, you, and especially you throughout the day asking you that not to give up. Oh, my God. And to pray, help you pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. Now, those of you that are writing, friends, get your pencils and your paper ready. Write down the mailing address, my friends. Write it down. I'm going to be here asking you, my friends, not to give up, for there is no failure in God. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Again, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long, my friends, in your spirit and your heart, you know that that situation should be turned around. Write it down. Again, 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did.
Listen to the broadcast that Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in your ministering over the radio, you know. And mm-hmm. I said, well, Lord, I said, I like this here, and I turned it up a little bit louder, you know, in my car. But people were looking at me mighty strange when I stopped at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lifted me up. I woke up, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sunday morning feeling wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But God had lifted me up when he sucked you to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praising him. All at the same time when I was driving the car, my eyes were full of tears, but he still would lead me on.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing about it, that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying, but I haven't given up. I said, well, Lord, going to answer my prayers one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, so long too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me, said, "Well, bro, it's something wrong." She says, "That's not no eczema." Says, "Something
mm-hmm.
wrong." And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get her healed.
Right, uh-huh. And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Ralph, I'm going to be honest with you. She told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that.
Hmm.
No, uh-uh. He kept telling me, said, well, he said, well, I can't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, have mercy. And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor. He given her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, that ain't doing you no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was doing any good, Reb and Beyonce,
you'd see
it. He done spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It hadn't did it no good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I know when I knew you, you know, what I told you to do it that night before you even met me. I just told you the first thing to do is make sure she do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I see the difference in her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, honey, look at my hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank God. I said, you ought to give God praise now.
Because it was really blistering.
Man, I'm telling you, and I swole up, Ray.
Uh-huh.
And I swole up like they're gonna bust.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Man, I tell you the truth, I'm telling you the goddamn truth. I have never in my life have went through with someone like that before. She used to wake up at night hollering with her hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm telling you, it got so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
It got so heavy on me. Sometimes I just get up and walk the floor. And it's cried to the good Lord, the healer to send someone, you know.
Now, can I record this?
Yes, sir.
If anybody asked you, what would you tell them? Just that the skin, if you call for a prayer prosperity package, it will work?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure will work. Yes, sir, it sure will.
Yes, sir,
because I tell you, God know I have been asking him. I mean, that been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
See, because my mother, she passed away.
Oh, my God. Now, my friends, I'm asking you today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, not to put off for today what you can work on today. For tomorrow. Don't put it off for tomorrow, for today. Phone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-O-Y, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Our time is drawing down, my friends. Write that telephone number down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your home, whether it's for your sickness, whether it's for court, whether right now your nature's on vacation or you're trying to grow hair on your head or you have that gout, that arthritis, that rheumatism or diabetes. Right now, if you want to know how to dress around your own home with no one there but you and your prayers, if you have a situation to where you cannot hold on to money and it seems that prosperity is not in your light. If you have a problem with those that are looking for peace in your life and you don't see it coming, I'm going to ask you not to give up and to pray that problem away. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number. 404-212-2444. Now, friends, if the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'm here in the prayer office all day long. Again, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. You know, those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your sight, back down the road, you think about it, then it's already gone. My friends, good God. Again, telephone number, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. If you have just that faith, just that faith, just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Again, once again, our time is drawing down. That's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. May God bless you and keep you. Till we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you, God. We give you all the glory. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us in clothing in our right mind. Father God, even as we continue to decrease, we ask that you would increase within us, God. Lord, we lay everything at the altar on this morning, oh God. Father God, God, we ask that you would have thine own way, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, God, I'm praying for the bereaved families on today, God. Lord God, I ask that you will uplift their downhardened spirit. God, seal their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, comfort them in the time of need, oh God. Lord, you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. God, they're pulling on the strength of your word on this morning, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, God, let this word go out like fire, God, and let it do what it has been sent out to do, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to 2 Samuel, the 9th chapter and the 8th verse. 2 Samuel 9 and 8. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, Mephibosheth bowed to David again and said, "You are being very kind to me, your servant, and I am no better than a dead dog." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is loss does not lessen your value. Loss does not lessen your value. In 2 Samuel, Mephibosheth expresses profound humility and astonishment of King David's grace, calling himself a dead dog, because as Jonathan's son and Saul's grandson, he expected punishment, not kindness, because he asks why the king shows favor to one so lowly, lame, and potentially dangerous to the throne. The story of Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel chapter 9 illustrates God's grace, featuring King David showing undeserved kindness to Jonathan's crippled son. So the key lessons includes God seeking us in our brokenness. He's providing salvation despite of our inability, and inviting us to his table as sons and daughters rather than enemies. Come on here, somebody. Purely based on covenant love rather than merit. God is inviting us purely on covenant love rather than merit, rather than what you have, rather than where you are right now. So let's look at the key lessons of Mephibosheth's story. Number one, it is grace is undeserved, but yet is sought out. You see, David sought out Mephibosheth, who was living in hiding, and due to his disability and royal heritage, likely viewed himself as a dead dog rather than a prince. Similar, grace finds us in our lowliness without our initiation. So basically, some of us can relate to Mephibosheth. Some of you have been known as the black sheep of the family. Come on here, somebody. Rather than equaling up to what other people think that you should be. Some of you think that you're not worthy to deserve the blessings of God. Some of you may think that you have undeserved grace, but that's it right there. God, see you worthy. God view you differently from what man view you. Come on here, somebody. He sees you as the apple of his eye. He sees you as the lender and not the borrower. He sees you as his sons and his daughters. And look here, he calls you friend. And number two is, we are lame and we need a savior. We got to recognize we cannot do anything without Jesus. We can't wake up in the morning without Jesus. We can't talk without Jesus. We cannot do anything without Jesus. We are lame. Mephibosheth was crippled in both feet from a young age, symbolizing humanity's spiritual helplessness and inability to save themselves. Our lives are crippled. We are hopeless until we realize we need Jesus. We cannot do anything. We cannot even speak. We cannot even sing a song. We cannot even pray a prayer without Jesus. We have been bought with a price. That means we are no longer our own. We belong to him. We are lame and we need a savior. And the quickest way, and as soon as you find out you need a savior, you need Jesus, I promise you, your life will turn around for the good. Because right now, without Jesus, you are living a worthless life. Your life has no meaning without Jesus. Kindness based on covenant, not merit. Kindness based on covenant, not merit. David showed kindness for the sake of Jonathan, not because of anything Mephibosheth had done. God extends grace for the sake of Jesus Christ. He extends grace, but it is not for us to misuse that grace. Come on here, somebody. God extends it, but it is not up to us for us to misuse the grace that God has given us. This is a covenant relationship between he and I, between you and him. It's not based on merit. It's not based on what you can do. It's not based on what you did and how you helped the community. It's not based on, come on here somebody, I can sing better than this person. I can out-preach that person. It's not based on that. It's based on a relationship, a covenant relationship with God. And another one is, it comes from shame to honor. Mephibosheth was brought from Lodabar, a place of barrenness or shame, to sit at the king's table, mirroring how believers are brought into God's family. When I am brought from out of my shame, because I can talk about myself because I'm transparent. When I gave my life to Jesus, my past was destroyed. I gained a new life in Jesus Christ. I'm no longer my own. I'm no longer the old person. And let me help you out. Some people cannot get past your past. They still see you as what you used to be. But you know, that is their loss. But that don't mean you have to stay where they see you at. You just have to just separate yourself. Come on here. Because if you're not strong enough, they will pull you back to what God has delivered you from. Come on here, somebody. So from shame to honor, I'm no longer walking around with my head hanging down, ashamed of my past. No. God done released, he done threw all of that mess away. He has forgiven me. So I'm coming from my shame to my honor in him. And God has given me complete restoration. You see, David restored all of Saul's land and provided servants for Mephibosheth, showing that God's grace is not merely protective, but fully restored. The things that you have lost, God will give it back to you. Everything. Oh my God. How you gonna yield shy? Complete restoration. We do not serve a half done God. God does not do things halfway. Hallelujah. Complete restoration. And also, the power of radical kindness. David's actions serve as a model for showing kindness to those who can offer nothing in return, such as needy or vulnerable. He showed kindness. And I would like to throw this in here. Stop saying a person is arrogant just because they know and they have discovered who they are in Christ. You know, you don't know how long it took that person to get to where they are. That does not mean they're arrogant. That means that, hey, I finally found me. I finally found my place in the kingdom. I finally know who I am. But I'm not going to allow you to contaminate me. I'm not going to allow you to bring me back to where God has delivered me from. I just think I just had to throw that in there because I've been hearing that so many times. You can label me or you can label that person as arrogant, but you, the person, do not allow the word to manifest over your life. Rebuke that. Just because you are confident in who you are in Christ, walk in it. Thank you, Jesus. And also have a contented heart. Despite of his trials and his servant Ziba's deception, Mephibosheth displayed humility and cared more for the king's safety than his own possessions, showing a heart focused on relationship with the king. Mephibosheth was born into royalty. He was the grandson, like the Holy Ghost said, of King Saul, but he had to flee for his life. He was crippled and he ended up living in exile in the slums of Lodabar. Lodabar is your lowest place, your place of barrenness. And once God bring you out of Lodabar, oh, but it is shy. Don't you dare let nobody pull you back in there. Because none of that lessens his value, nor your value as royalty. You still royalty in God's eyesight. But look, years later, when David came to restore Mephibosheth to the palace and to all that belonged to his family, notice that he saw himself as a dead dog. He allowed what happened to him to make him feel unworthy, damaged, disadvantaged, not serving of the king's kindness. But God brought him out of Lodabar and back into his destiny. Allow God to bring you out of the pit, bring you out of the slum, and into your destiny. Release yourself on today, people of God. Have a made of mind. I'm walking into my destiny. I'm protecting my all. Everybody is not going to go with you. Everybody is not going to agree with you. They wasn't there when God, anointed you. They wasn't there when God and you had the conversation about your assignment. Yeah, you're going to get talked about. You're going to be lied on. But you know that you are in right standing with God. So no person who did you wrong, no bad break and no mistake you make can lessen your value. You are still a child of the Most High, and you still have a purpose to fulfill. You may be in Lodabar right now, but don't you let Lodabar get in you. Come on here, somebody. That's where you are. It's not who you are. Don't get stuck with a dead dog mentality. You belong to the king, and he's bringing you out of Lodabar. Believe that you are worthy. Restoration is coming. Promotion is coming. Breakthroughs are coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, thank you for loving us with an everlasting love and adopting us into your royal family. Help us to quit believing the lies that say we are victims and we are unworthy of your blessings. Father God, we believe and declare that we are children of the Most High God and that we're stepping up to live in the palace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, if you need to